Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Elodie Otto looks so pissed, though. And she's so undercover bitch mean. And Heidi, like, doesn't pick up on it ever. And if I was Elodie, I would fucking hate Heidi, too. She waltzes into Bolt House and, like, gets to do absolutely nothing. And now she's going to be working in the clubs. Absolutely freaking not.
Hello, and welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and today we will be recapping The Hills Season 1, Episode 6, Boyfriends and Work Don't Mix. Just a reminder that if you're not already following us on Instagram, you can find us there at Millennial TV, that's T-E-A-V. We also have a YouTube channel where you'll find special video recap episodes and videos of all the interviews that we have done so far. You can find us there at Millennial TV Podcast, and we really hope you'll check it out. Lastly, we would really appreciate it if you could give us a follow on whichever podcasting platform you're using to listen to us. And before we get into today's episode, let's talk about this week's pop culture news. So for today's pop culture, I thought that we could talk about Michelle Trachtenberg. I was so sad when I heard the news a few days ago that she had passed away. She was such an iconic millennial era actor, and I feel like this is especially a huge loss for all of us 90s and 2000 kids who watched her in so many different things. So I just thought it might be nice for all of us to just say something, like one of our favorite things that she was in.
She was in like everything.
Everything,
in
yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah. Well, for me, it would definitely, like, the standout thing she was in would definitely be Harriet the Spy. I was 9 when that movie came out, and so it really felt like she was, like, my friend. And I remember when, like, the VHS, like, when I finally got a copy of it to have at home, like, I just watched it constantly. Mm-hmm. I love that movie so much, and I still get really sad when I think about when they fired Rosie O'Donnell, her, like, nanny in the movie.
I know.
It was devastating. So that would be my favorite. Also, Euro Trip as well. I love that movie. That movie is so funny.
Scotty Doesn't Know.
Yes.
The iconic song Scotty Doesn't Know from Eurotrip. Like, I always forget that it's from Eurotrip because it's one of those movies that, like, no one talks about.
I know.
But it was so good. Okay, first of all, Harriet the Spy, like, Harriet was really that bitch. Like, she was amazing. And I'm having a really hard time with this because it's a millennial gut punch. Michelle Trachtenberg was on Buffy, which was one of my absolute favorite shows growing up. I was absolutely obsessed. I, like, would study the actors online and, like, you know, I just, that was, like, my thing. And so it's rough. Like, I think that's the first Buffy actor or actress that has passed that is, like, from the main cast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Like, I can't, this one was really hard for me. And usually with, like, celebrity deaths, it's like, okay, I didn't know them. But, like, this one just feels different. I really, like, related to her on that show in terms of, like, her character was, people found her annoying, but she was a very lonely kid. And was kind of not getting, like, any sort of parenting. Like, her mom had died and her sister was, you know, a vampire slayer. So she got, you know, kind of shafted a lot. So I just understood her in that way of just kind of being a lonely kid and not having, like, feeling like you could connect with anyone and just feeling a little bit different. So I just, this one's hard for me. And I also, obviously, I'm a Gossip Girl fan and I loved her as Georgina Sparks as well. So it's just like, it's a rough one for me. But I will say probably her role on Buffy was the one that I can connect to the most as Dawn Summers. She's Buffy's little sister. And This one's hard. This one's hard. She was awesome.
Feels like we lost a friend.
Yeah.
And for me, like, by the time I was a teenager, it was definitely, like, Gossip Girl time. Mm-hmm. And I had known Michelle Trachtenberg before that. And, like, for Gossip Girl, that was already such a big show to get her on the show. Mm-hmm. It was like, wow, like, they got her. And so, like, she was a really good addition to the show. She played such a good character. Like, over the years, she's also kind of stayed, like, unproblematic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right? That's true. Yeah.
We haven't really heard much from her. She's just continued to act. So that was really shocking news. Like, when I was scrolling Instagram and I saw that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
same.
I had to go on Google to check.
Yeah.
And for her to be only 39, like, it just, it's,
oh,
like,
it's
awful.
It's such a gut punch. And she had so much more in her. Like,
yeah.
Because she did the Gossip Girl reboot, which, if you love Gossip Girl, don't waste your time on the reboot. But she did the reboot and reprised her role as Regina Sparks, and it was literally the only good part of the reboot. It's just, like, I wanted more from her. And, like, it's not one of those things that you think about very often. You're not like, oh, I'd really love to see Michelle Trachtenberg in something. But when she popped up, you were like, yes, like, that's Michelle Trachtenberg. Like, that's awesome.
Yep.
So I'm bummed. I also really loved Ice Princess when I was younger.
Me too.
What little girl didn't dream about being a figure skater?
For real.
So, I mean.
Yeah, it's a huge bummer. Big loss for everybody. We would love it if you guys would share your favorite movies that she was in or TV shows. Just, you know, it would be fun to keep that conversation going about her and, you know, what a great actor she was. So now let's get on to the episode. In our previously on, Lauren says that even dream jobs have their drawbacks. Heidi's nightlife job turned out to be a 9-to-5 desk job. Lauren was trying to be a good intern and a good girlfriend, but Jason's birthday didn't go exactly as she'd hoped. Now it was fashion week and she didn't want to hear about boys for a while. But with Heidi's anniversary coming up, she knew she wasn't going to hear about anything else.
The struggles of being in your 20s.
I know.
So they keep showing that clip of Lauren, like, staring confusedly after Jason after his birthday. Mm-hmm. And it's literally the funniest face that she makes. And I want to know if she's actually looking at him or not. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, where she's like, by the street, like the car.
Yeah. And she's like bewildered and she makes like that scrunchy face. Like, like she's not sure what she's looking at. And I'm like, the confused face is so good. I love whoever edited that because it's so funny.
So the show opens with Heidi, Lauren, and Andrina having lunch. Heidi tells the girls that her and Jordan's 6-month anniversary is on Wednesday. Lauren asks if it's the anniversary of their first date or kiss, and Heidi says it's the date that he officially asked her out. Lauren brings up that he asked her out by giving her a bunch of lilies and a note, and the girls say that was so sweet, and Heidi sighs and says, that was sweet. Andrina asks what they're going to do, and Heidi says she doesn't know, but she hopes that he surprises her. Heidi says she's never been with anyone as long as this, and Lauren asks, do you remember how big a deal 6 months used to be? She says if you were in high school and you were a good girl, after 6 months, you gave it up.
Okay, but the way that this was so true, like,
I know.
6 months was like forever. Like, that was time. Like, yeah. And I
in high school.
Yeah.
I laughed because I absolutely had a 6-month rule. Not in high school. Not in high school, but, like, right after high school. I was, like, 19 or something. I was like, any guy that I date is going to have to wait at least 6 months because that means he truly loves me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if he waits 6 months, that's, like, everything, you know?
I'm worth it.
Yeah. And, of course, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it's whatever.
Right.
But, like, I was very, like, no. 6 months. And why? Why 6 months? Why? Who knows? I don't know. It just sounds good. It sounds forever.
It's like circled in your calendar, you know? 6 months. Although, yes, we laugh about it being like silly, but it did mean a lot. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
For someone to wait that long.
It does. If he really waits for you for 6 months, then he obviously really likes you. You know?
Yes.
Like, he's not just,
definitely,
like, trying to get into your pants. It's true.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Some merit to it.
I definitely was laughing because I was like, why did I literally take everything from this show and make it my life? I don't even remember this, and I remember that it was my life.
I love that we get to see the side of Lauren, though, because she's, like, being so cheeky and playful, which I don't feel like we – like, she doesn't –
she's not like this, right? Like, she doesn't show this side of her on the hills very much. So I thought it was really, really fun.
Yeah. I also thought Lauren and Heidi looked so cute at lunch with Heidi's, like, cute curls. And then Lauren had her side pony and, like, her chunky headband on. Like, just very adorable little lunch outfits.
Yes. Yeah, Heidi's curls were so cute. And bangs, like, pinned to one side. That was such a look. Ooh, I did want to ask you guys, when do you celebrate your anniversaries with your significant others? Because Heidi says it's her, like, the date that Jordan asked her out. But when do you guys count your anniversaries?
Weirdly, we do the day that we met and also when we became official.
Like, the official asking.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't really asking, but yeah.
You just kind of morphed together.
Yeah.
It was an understanding.
Yeah. So.
How about you, Liz?
Yeah. So now we celebrate the day we got married. But before that, we celebrated the day that we, like, made it official. Like, we're boyfriend, girlfriend, which was only, like, 3 days before our marriage anniversary. So it's, like, almost the same anyways.
Do you still, like, acknowledge it today?
No. No, we just do our wedding anniversary. It's been 12 years. So, yeah. What about you?
We celebrate, like, our first date.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first time we went out to, like, just the both of us, kind of, the official first time.
It's so funny that everybody's is different.
Yeah.
I know.
It is funny.
6 months. Like, I feel like that's, it's a very high school thing to celebrate 6 months, right? Like, because nobody really does that in real life. Like, you wait a year, usually, right? Or no?
In college, university, you're still young. I remember like, doing 6 months.
My early 20s, I remember doing 6 months, yeah.
Okay.
Liz and I are like, well.
I don't know because I dated, when I dated in high school, it never got to 6 months. And when I dated outside of high school, I started dating somebody when I was 19 and then we dated for 6 years. So,
oh my God.
Like, yeah. So I, like, for me, I'm just like, I don't think we celebrated 6 months. I know Valentine's Day ended up being our, like, dating anniversary because he cheesily asked me out officially on Valentine's Day. And so Valentine's Day was our anniversary. I hated it. I hated it so bad. But, of course, you can't, like, say anything. But I hated it because it was, like, everybody goes and does anniversary things on Valentine's Day. It's fucking Valentine's Day.
You're like, you're robbing me of
I need two. But, yeah, so I never really – I don't think I ever celebrated, like, a 6 month. I think we only did, like, a year.
We'll have to put out two questions. Is, like, what date people celebrate their anniversaries and then, like, what frequency they celebrate. We want to know.
We should pull that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in our first scene, we see Heidi at Bolt House, and I just had to point out that her tank top is, like, bedazzled, and it says baby muscles on
baby,
it.
Yes.
It was so funny.
I literally put not Heidi sitting at work in a baby muscles wife beater tank and playing solitaire. I honestly can't. Oh, Heidi.
Yeah.
Sweet Heidi.
I love that. Yeah, the first shot we see of her, she's, like, literally playing solitaire at her desk. So Brent calls for her. He calls for her to go into his office. And it was really awkward at first because he's, like, quiet. And he said, like, how do I say this? And it seemed like he was going to, like, fire her or something. Like, it was really dramatic. And then he says that they want to try and integrate her into working in the clubs. So obviously Heidi's, like, super relieved and excited to hear this, and Brent says clubs are a whole different animal and instantly things will change for her. They want her to start this on Wednesday, assisting Elodie, and he tells her that it's a great, amazing way to meet people, so be prepared. Heidi thanks him and leaves his office, and she's all smiles and obviously is, like, super excited.
I've never seen her so excited.
I know. And I just noted, like, I wonder what the timeline was of her, like, starting her quote-unquote job here and then this happening, you know? Wonder how many weeks or days it was.
Elodie Otto looks so pissed, though.
Oh my gosh. I know.
And I love that she's so petty. And she's so undercover bitch mean. And Heidi, like, doesn't pick up on it ever. And it's so fun to watch. Because she consistently is just tearing Heidi down. And Heidi doesn't even notice.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure she notices, but, like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got.
Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, on camera, she doesn't
notice.
She
has no other friends, so yeah. She couldn't piss her off.
Yeah, Elodie just looks like she's like, great, I have to fucking work with Heidi. Like, you know, like, my God. And if I was Elodie, I would fucking hate Heidi too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, she waltzes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Walt is into Bolt House and, like, gets to do absolutely nothing, and now she's going to be working in the clubs. Absolutely freaking not.
You know? I would be so pissed, yeah.
Elodie's like, is she, like, in her 30s? Or is she younger?
Probably.
Yeah. I would be like, this little girl better get out of my face because I put my dues in.
Yeah, especially since Heidi's complaining about, like, stuffing envelopes, getting lunch. Like, she is not even doing well at what she's given, being, like, tossed into the clubs and doing, like, the sexy job. I would be pissed.
Oh, yeah. She's rightfully mad about this. Yes, for sure.
Anyways, I love Elodie, and I would love to have her on this podcast, so.
Same.
So Heidi goes to her desk and calls Elodie on the phone to her office, and Heidi asks her, you work Wednesday nights, don't you? Elodie says yes, and Heidi replies, me too, and shares the news with her. Elodie responds with, yay, so you'll be working this Wednesday? And that's when Heidi has the moment of realization that this Wednesday is also her anniversary. She sighs and says, I don't know if I'll be working this Wednesday, and tells Elodie that it's her anniversary and that they were going to go out to dinner and go bowling. And Elodie laughs at this and says, okay, miss, I have a really big personal schedule. And Heidi is just, like, silent and rolls her eyes.
Elodie. I die. I love her.
So good.
But, like, okay, it's her anniversary, I understand, but can't you celebrate on the weekend?
Exactly. It's the same thing as Jason's birthday being on a Wednesday. It's the same thing.
But, you know, okay, I feel like this is Heidi realizing that the producers are, like, fucking with her. She's like, of course, I just told them about this, and, like, they're giving me this opportunity then. But she can't say it, so it's even better. Because we're watching them stew over it.
Like, I love how it's such a big deal. Me, I'd be like, Jordan, can we do it this Saturday? Because I have a work thing.
Like, it's a big deal. I got, like, promoted at my job.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go work the clubs. I'm really excited. Can we just do it on Saturday? I love you. Like, let's just do a full day Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think we're only saying that because we're older, though?
Probably.
Maybe. I don't do anything on the weekend. You know what I do? I come home. It's winter right now. So I come home. I turn on my heated blanket. Okay. I set up my Kindle in my Kindle holder. And I take my little page turner so that I don't actually have to lift a finger. And I lay in bed. And I read my Kindle under my heated blanket. That's what I'm doing on Wednesday night. So the thought of, like, someone being like, let's go to dinner and bowling on a Wednesday night when I have work at 7 o'clock in the morning. Absolutely not. I will see you on Saturday. So maybe I'm just getting too old to understand. Because the week? No. I have to go home. I have to make and eat dinner and then lie there until I have to get up the next morning. That's all.
I love that you have the page turner button thing. That is, like, the funniest thing, but I love it.
Everybody makes fun of me, but I will tell you what, and I'm not being sponsored for this. I will tell you what, it is the best thing ever. Because I can stay under my blanket.
Yeah, you don't have to get your hand out and be cold.
Yeah. I just pull, like, a button, and it's great. And I have a whole Kindle stand. It's like a pillow. It's like a fluffy pink pillow. You can put your iPad in it, or you can put your Kindle in it, and it just sits on your bed. And you just, there it is. It's great.
I'm going to use that excuse now. I don't read because I don't have that set up. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't stick my hands out in the cold. Okay. That's why I don't read.
I don't use it, but the Kindle stand also has a little bowl in the pillow for snacks.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So if you want That's to amazing. If you want to just bed rot and read, it is perfect. Or even if you want to put your iPad in there and watch a movie, it is literally like that's self-care. It is amazing. But honestly, that's what I'm doing on the weekdays. So don't talk to me. Don't even invite me out. It's not happening.
Next, we see Lauren walking to school, and on her way there, Jason surprises her on the sidewalk. She asks what he's doing here, and he says he wanted to talk to her about the other night at his birthday party. Lauren tells Jason that he hurt her feelings, and he says he understands and would be sad if she did that to him too. Lauren tells him that she wasn't mad, she was just bummed because he had been with his friends all day, and she thought he would want to hang out with her at night. Jason gives her this weird excuse about having all these friends of his there who he hasn't seen in a while, and he's making it sound like he felt pressured to hang out with his friends over Lauren. He says he feels bad and he wanted to make sure they cleared things up and wanted to make sure she wasn't mad at him. And Lauren says she's not mad at him and that it just made her sad. Jason seems like he's getting the message and tells her that he's glad they talk things over. They kiss, and Lauren tells him that she has to go because she has a test.
I feel like it is definitely a balance to spend time with friends and your girlfriend, but also maybe like don't just completely ignore her all night and then not even sit next to her. Like that's a little crazy.
No, he was a jerk. Yeah.
And you definitely don't have to. He says like, it's just hard for me to be like, no, that's cool, but tell me later. And I'm like, no one told you that you had to say that to your friends. That's like kind of crazy. And like, you're kind of gaslighting me right here. Like, there are ways to be normal and just hang out with both.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like they had already made up from this fight. And this was one of the things MTV had them reshoot for the storyline. Because it was just like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it was a weird
That's
scene.
So random for him to just, like, do that. Either they made up or she just, like, appreciated the apology because they kissed and she seemed to be, like, over it. But Lauren is really good about like standing up for herself and making sure that he knows like why she's upset.
Yeah.
So I love watching her like stand up for herself in these sorts of scenes because I couldn't do it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Not it's amazing that she's like, this is how you made me feel and this is why, rather than just being like, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. She is young for having that kind of confidence. I don't even know what to call it. Mm-hmm. Having that kind of just insight maybe or
expectation almost of like how she wanted to be treated because if we had seen this on Laguna like Jessica would have been like I'm sorry like it was my fault so
and here's the thing Jason's a very good gaslighter
oh my gosh
again I feel like they already had this fight out because she was way angrier about it at the dinner and I feel like they already had this fight out probably when he was drunk and called her at 3 a.m. afterwards. You know what I mean? And like they already had this fight, but they had to like rehave the fight on camera because it was very like tame.
I think I've been gaslit because I wrote, I appreciate the apology. It's just the acknowledgement was enough for me.
Here we Adrian. Go. It's going to be a long season for you.
Yeah, I know.
We are then at Teen Vogue, and Lisa Love is holding a meeting regarding a special Teen Vogue event they are doing with DKNY Jeans. She introduces Jay, who will be styling the show, and says that this will be kicking off LA's Fashion Week. Lisa says Jay has an incredible vision and asks him to talk about it. Jay tells the group that, stylistically speaking, they will be doing a 60s Karl Heinz Weinberger punk with a bit of a modern twist to it. Lisa says he's going to work with Whitney and Lauren, and Lisa looks around the table and says, and Lauren is not here, and Blaine says that Lauren has a test, and Lisa asks if she'll be here for the show. Blaine says she will be there for the show and that she'll be working on the project and tells Whitney that they'll be catching her up to speed on everything.
Yeah, I love how Whitney is there actually working full time and Lauren is at school.
Also, the editor in chief is asking if the intern is here.
I know.
I know.
Please. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, in reality, Lisa Love would never care about
or know Lauren's name
or Lauren. I know.
Exactly.
It's insane. I'm like, Lauren is out getting my coffee probably. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So we get a glimpse of Lauren at FITM where she is taking her test, and Whitney is in the work closet, and she calls Lauren to ask where she is. Lauren says she just got out of class, and Whitney tells her that there is this Teen Vogue DKNY fashion show, and it's the most work she's ever seen. Lauren asks, "Are you serious?" And Whitney tells her it's just the two of them under Jay, the stylist. She tells Lauren she's going to need her there with her the next couple of days, and Lauren says she'll be there.
I have to point out for continuity that Lauren's already carrying her Chanel bag here.
I know. I noticed that too.
Oh, this is freaking after Christmas already.
Dude, it's my favorite bag ever, so I always notice it. Yeah. My dream little Chanel.
You have to post the picture that you sent us, Candace.
If you don't know, I had the wonderful pleasure of having a fake Chanel bag in high school, and it was my favorite thing ever. It was pink. But it was like the classic quilted Chanel, and I loved it, and I only stopped wearing it when it started falling apart, and it was really obvious that it wasn't real Chanel. But I got so many compliments on it back in the day, because I don't think they make a pink one, like, not the color that I had, and so people were always like, that is so cute, and I'm like, it's totally real. It was not, I did not have Chanel money, like, what, you know, high school kid has $1,000 to spend on a bag, not me.
Oh my god, so much more than $1,000. Oh my god.
Like $2,000.
Yeah. Maybe $3,000, I feel. I don't know about it like 20 years ago, but yeah, very expensive. Mm-hmm.
I used to actually, oh my god, you guys are going to be like, you're so lame. In high school, when we would go to the computer lab and I didn't have anything to do, I would look up the purses on the Chanel website and look at the prices. And they were, I mean, they were like $2,500 probably back then, but that was like 2008. So right. I don't know. But yeah, I used to do that, and I used to do that with Louis Vuitton too. So just living the dreams of dreams I couldn't have. But I did notice, did you guys notice Whitney's cute little red flip phone? Mm-hmm. It was a cute little red flip phone. I was like, aww. I love the flip phones.
So we're back at Bolt House, where Jen, the nightlife and events producer, is asking someone to get Heidi in her office. She tells Heidi that she's been going over her specifics for Wednesday night, and she saw that Heidi will be working that Wednesday night. Heidi says she was wondering if she could work Saturday instead, and Jen says, no, 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 no. Wednesday night, you're walking the line outside with us. We have a lot of little rules and regulations. She says she doesn't like her people to go inside the club while they're working and hang out with friends. Heidi asks, what about when we're done working? And Jen says, when she's done working, the club will be closed. There will be no drinking, no Uggs, no flip-flops. She likes girls in heels. And then the audio starts to, like, fade out, but she's still going on and on and on about, like, you can't do this, you can't do that.
She's Heidi terrifying. Just looks
so, like, overwhelmed. I know, she's scary.
That lady is terrifying. I was like, I don't want to work the club anymore.
Yeah, not with her.
Yeah. No, she's terrifying. Poor Heidi. She just wants to dance and have fun.
Heidi really is clueless, though. She thinks, what if I'm done manning the line? Can I go in and hang out? It's like, girl, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, I know. And also the fact that she even asked, could I start on Saturday instead? It's like, why? Why are you asking that? Like, this is your big moment, you know?
We were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
You blew it.
Yeah.
So it's the next morning, and we hear Lauren saying good morning to Jason, and they are in her kitchen, and he's hugging her and says that they should go grab something to eat, but Lauren says she has to get ready for work.
How sweet were Lauren and Jason right there?
It was very sweet.
Like, we never see them just be sweet and, like, loving. And I just thought it was really sweet. And I loved Lauren's high pony. She doesn't really do high ponies very often. But I thought that was very cute. It was just sweet.
So we're then at the Sunset Marquee Hotel, where the fitting and rehearsal for the fashion show will be taking place. Whitney is already there looking over some papers when someone asks her if Lauren is there yet. Whitney says not yet, but she's coming soon. So the events producer asks if someone can call Lauren and find out when she's going to be here, and Whitney says she's going to call her. We see Lauren in the car with Jason, and she gets the call from Whitney asking if she's there. Lauren says she's a few minutes away, and Whitney says she just wanted to make sure that she'd be there soon. Jason asks if she's late, and Lauren says she's not even late yet. She has 5 minutes.
Why do they act like they don't know Lauren's schedule? If this is an actual workplace, they would know exactly when everybody was supposed to be there and when everybody's going to show up. Why are they acting like they don't? I mean, I get it, it's a television show.
I know. And why are we acting like the intern is like make or break?
Right. She's gonna be like there Lauren needs to be here at 2:30 to steam this dress.
Yeah. This whole thing was so weird. Yeah. So Whitney is telling everyone that Lauren will be there in a few minutes, and we see Lauren arriving, getting out of her car, and then back to Whitney, where she's having to tell another person that Lauren should be there in a couple of minutes. And Lauren comes in, and Whitney says, "Hi, we were just about to call you." And Lauren asks if they just started, and Whitney tells her no, and that they're like, "No, we've been here all day." But like, that was such like a snarky way. I'm like, well, Lauren wasn't supposed to be there all day, so why are you like acting like that?
It was so weird.
Oh, yeah. And I noted that, like, the dialogue is cut with people like Blaine and then Danica. They're, like, turning their heads, like, looking and, like, thinking, like, we're supposed to be, like, oh, my gosh, Lauren is so late. Like, it was so, it's very dramatic. Laura, the modeling bookings editor, comes up to Lauren and is whispering as she asks Lauren, what time was she supposed to be there? But it's, like, she, like, sneaks up on her and is, like, hey, what time are you supposed to be here today? Lauren's kind of like taken aback and says 2:30. And then Laura says that they just really need her to be on time and that it's really, really important to them. And she tells Lauren, when you're late, we back everybody else up and it's just not good. So Lauren says sorry. And Laura's like, okay, thanks, and walks away. I felt so uncomfortable. It made me feel so uncomfortable. I was like having anxiety for Lauren here.
And Lauren is genuinely confused. Like, she's genuinely
She's like, what? Yeah. I, like 2:30. Yeah.
I always wonder if Lauren was actually late or not during that scene, because that lady was so mean to her about it.
I know.
And then the look Lauren gives her as she walks off is like, what the fuck? Like, she's like, what just happened? Like, was it a drive-by? Like, what the hell? Yeah.
I feel like that poor lady also had to be, like, asked by MTV to do this, I'm sure. And it'd be so funny if, like, producers went so far as to, like, turn the clocks 5 minutes after to show her that she's, like, 5 minutes late, you know? I would die. We will have to find a producer to ask those questions.
Yeah. Did they think she was supposed to be there earlier than 2:30? Or, yeah, like you said, they changed the clocks.
And nobody cares, okay? Nobody cares about the intern. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, we care about the intern because this is the Hills, baby.
In the next scene, we are at the Hillside Villas, where we see Heidi in her bathroom doing her makeup. And Lauren asks if she can use her curling iron, and Heidi tells her, only if you do it in here, because you won't give it back.
This is peak Heidi and Lauren friendship. Like, it's so sweet.
I love when they're friends.
Like, it makes me sad, because I know, like, it doesn't last, but...
So Heidi tells Lauren that she has to work tonight on her anniversary, and Lauren asks for how long. Heidi says till like 2 a.m, and she says she was planning on going out with Jordan, and Lauren says, well, they could still do dinner. Heidi says she knows, but they'll have to rush, and she says she's never been to a club without him and mentions that she'll be working and he will be there. Lauren says, that's weird, why'd you invite him? And Heidi says, because she'd rather him be there than not, since it's their anniversary and stuff.
Okay, weird.
Yeah, Lauren tells her to make the best of it. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so unprofessional. Why is she doing this?
Weird. So weird. Yeah. I would never in a million years invite my boyfriend to the club that I was working at.
And your first night working it, too. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's like she can't spend time being apart from him, you know? She can't. She has to have him there. It is so weird.
Yeah, I noted because I was like, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. Why is she doing this? But then I'm like, oh, she's 19. So, like, that also explains a lot.
Yeah, I guess I probably would have thought that that was, like, a cute idea at 19.
Yeah. I know. Like, I'm, like, trying to think, what would I have done?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I'm okay. I was thinking about that in 30-year-old lenses, and you guys are so right. Because at 19 years old, I would have been like, he's going to come and watch me work, and it's going to be so cute.
Yeah.
You know?
It's our anniversary.
Exactly. We still get to spend time together. We're at the same place.
Yeah. And then after I'm done, I'll hang out with him. Yeah, totally. I get it.
Yeah.
30-year-old Candace is like... We evolved.
Mm-hmm. Heidi asks Lauren how work was, and Lauren tells her that she literally was like 5 minutes late and they made a big deal out of it. She says she can't mess up, and tonight it's going to be like she's under a magnifying glass. And we are then at the DKNY, the Teen Vogue fashion show, and it's chaos backstage, and Danica tells them that Whitney will be directing the dressers and Lauren will be taking care of the models. Danica pulls Lauren aside and is telling her she's been trying to get a hold of one of the models who was supposed to be there at 8:30. She gives Lauren the model's phone number and tells her to just keep trying and to call her over and over. And everyone's scrambling around about this missing model, and Lauren is telling Whitney that she keeps trying to call her. And Whitney asks if she's tried calling her agency, but Lauren tells her that's the number that she has been calling is the agency. And then we see Danica asking Jay what he wants to do and if he wants to try and slap somebody else into that look. And Jay tells Lisa Love that if the model doesn't show up in 30 minutes, that they will put Whitney in.
What?
And, I know.
Like, what?
Did she know that she was like an option?
It does,
you know,
not look like it.
The way that I would have died. I'm a lowly intern and you're just gonna throw me on stage to walk? You don't even know if I can walk.
That's true.
Yeah.
What a dream though, you guys.
I know.
This is like, not to say that we are thirsty, but like, we obviously love Hollywood and we would love, mm-hmm. love to be in this world. But if you were an intern and someone asked you to do this and then you could use this and foray yourself into the modeling world.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like the dream.
I mean, Whitney, so many opportunities come to her just for being gorgeous. But I just want to say, look at how far we've come from manning Jessica and having to talk her off of dancing on everybody's laps and yeah. and being a really rude girl. And now we're just like running real fashion shows.
I know.
That's so cool.
That experience got her this job.
Yes.
You know, no longer are we modeling Trey's spray-painted trucker hats.
Yeah.
Now we're dressing real models. If only Talon were here to sing a song for us.
Yeah. So Jay asks if Whitney will freak out, and Danica says they'll have to make sure all the sizes are correct. Danica says she'll go talk to Whitney, and she goes up to Whitney and Lauren and asks how's it going, and they tell her that they're done with what they were working on, and Danica says, so I'm going to get the dressers back here, and you can brief the dressers, and Whitney, you're going to walk tonight. Just like, by the way, this is happening. And Whitney's eyes like get huge and she's kind of just like nodding. Danica walks away and Whitney finally smiles and Lauren is just like shock face. Like,
I love how like cool Whitney tried to keep it though. Like while she's being, like, she's just like, okay, I'm walking.
She keeps it together so well.
I know. Yeah. And then Lauren's looking at her like, oh my God. I would be like, I'm going to throw up. Yeah. Immediately I'm gonna throw up.
Whitney just like has it together, because like if this were Lauren, she would not have held like her composure like that. I feel like she would have freaked out a lot more, but Whitney's just like, she's just perfection. Okay, she's just awesome. Y'all know how much I love Whitney.
We love her. I think but they would have never put Lauren on the runway because she's too short.
Yeah, she's not tall enough.
This isn't 2025, okay? Short girls can't model yet.
Unless it's the ANTM short girl season, we don't play this game.
Which only came in what, season 20, was it? Did
you
it take
had
that
to
long?
Be, it was a you long had time. To be at least 5'7 before that. 5'7 yeah. and above. But I think Eva Pigford was the shortest at that point. She was 5'7.
And 5'7 is like, that's tall.
It's
that's
tall.
Tall. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But she was, I mean, it's funny because when you watch that show and you look at Eva in comparison to like everyone else on that season, she's short. Like, yeah. She's just so little. But yeah, you had to be 5'7 to apply for ANTM, and then they had the short girl season and you could be
5'7 and below, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. 5'7 and below.
Mm-hmm. We are then with Heidi and Jordan at their anniversary dinner, and she asks him if he's going to go tonight, and he says that he was amped on her being inside walking around, and it sucks that Heidi's not going to be inside the club walking around and said she's going to be outside. And Heidi agrees and says that Jen said to her, "You're not part of the party, you're outside." And Jordan gives Heidi an anniversary gift. She gasps at a pair of pearl earrings, and they kiss as Heidi says, "It's been a really special 6 months. I've never been with anybody this long."
We know, Heidi.
Yeah, we know. Then we're backstage again at the fashion show, and they're quickly getting Whitney ready to walk the runway, and Blaine overhears and asks Whitney, "You're walking?" And Whitney and Lauren say, "Yes." It's and so cute. Blaine's reaction was so cute. Like, I love Blaine now.
He's like their hype man. It's cute.
Yeah. He really is.
He's proud of them. Oh, it's cute.
Yeah. I love it. Then we are at the LAX nightclub where Whitney is working tonight. Whitney tells Elodie that she's nervous and comments on how many people are there. They're showing Heidi where to stand, and she asks what she's supposed to say. And Grace, the office manager, tells her to ask their name, how many people in their party, and how many guys and how many girls before letting them in. Jordan and Brian show up and say hello to Heidi, and Elodie says to Jordan, "So big day for you guys today, huh? 6 months, congratulations."
Again, Elodie. How snarky she was. Slinging out the snark.
So good.
Elodie also has on like so many extensions, if you guys notice. Like she has long blonde hair, and I'm like, whoa, so different than the Elodie we see in Office.
Yeah. She was nightlife Elodie.
Yeah, girl.
So it's really crowded in the line outside, and Jen, the like manager lady, is getting upset and says that no one is listening to her. She asks someone to check in with Heidi, and then we see Heidi just walking inside of the club.
Yeah, not Heidi completely disappearing into the club exactly like they told her not to do.
And like immediately... So Heidi comes up to Brian and Jordan's table, and she gives Jordan a kiss. He says it looks like she's having fun, and she says it's way better than the office. She says she thinks they're almost done, and out of nowhere, this guy slides up to Heidi at the table, and his lower third reads, "Josh, Heidi's ex-date." And I thought it was so funny. He said, like, ex-boyfriend, like, literally ex-date.
One date, yeah.
I literally, because she was so, like, if we've only been on one date later, I feel like she told the producers, "Do not put him as my ex-boyfriend, for the love of God."
So Josh introduces himself to Jordan and Brian and says that he and Heidi kind of had eyes for each other. Heidi says, "No, we went out on a date one time." And Josh says he took her out on a date and she's pretty good though. And obviously this guy is like super drunk. This was like so awkward. Heidi tells Josh to say hi to his girl and then he leaves the table. This whole interaction was so weird.
Who does that? Who says she's pretty good
though? Who says that? Yeah!
I know.
Like, it was a fine interaction until he said that.
Exactly. He made it weird.
Do we think he was planted or is this organic?
I don't know.
I did love Brian's face, though. The whole time he was just like, the fuck?
So Heidi turns to Brian and Jordan and says that she went on a date one time with that guy. And then Brian asks, you say it, Candace.
"Why did you tell him to fuck off?" Very drunk. So I was very like, drunk,
yes. No, it's good. She says he came over to say hi and she wasn't going to be rude. Jordan asks if she knew he was here and she says no. She told him she didn't even see him walk in.
Yeah, I love how Jordan thinks that she like planned to meet him there.
I know.
Like planned to like have a run-in in front of him. Like, because that's smart. That's something that Heidi would plant. Like, what? So weird. I know.
Oh, on their anniversary, too.
God.
Yeah, that's true.
Jordan says he doesn't care, but he's obviously bothered by this. And Heidi says she has to go back to work. And Jordan and Brian talk about what just happened. And they're both like, what was that? Why was he talking to her? And Brian says that girls are too friendly. And he says, tell that guy to go walk off a cliff.
Yeah. Tell that guy to go walk off a cliff.
Heidi was then back outside and Elodie asks her what happened and she tells her about Josh coming up to the table and Elodie asks if Jordan is super jealous and Heidi says, I am too, so I understand. And Elodie says, oh.
Low-key frenemy.
That was so Elodie trying to like I don't know, like bond with Heidi, you know, by complaining about how jealous Jordan was. But psych, Heidi's like, that is me.
Yeah, she's like, I get it.
Yeah.
Elodie's like, I am trying so hard here.
Next, we are backstage at the fashion show again, and Whitney's getting prepared to walk the runway. She's had her hair done, and they're painting her nails, and she says, every limb is getting worked on right now. The fashion show begins, and we see all the models walking the runway, and Whitney's backstage looking really nervous. Whitney walks the runway, and she does a great job, and Lisa, Love, and Blaine are watching from the audience, and Lisa says to Blaine, so composed all the time. And as Whitney is walking off, Lisa says, she did fine. And Blaine says, she did great. Blaine. I love Blaine.
I know. Lisa and Blaine are being really sweet about Whitney.
Yeah.
I was like, go Whitney. And y'all know I'm not like the biggest fan of Whitney.
We know.
Sorry about it. But I was definitely like, no, Whitney. Like, it was sweet. It was a sweet moment.
And then we see them backstage, and Blaine's giving Whitney a hug, and Lisa tells her, you could do that, and asks if she should introduce her to the modeling agency. Blaine tells Lauren that she did amazing and that he saw her hustling backstage, and she gives him a hug, and he tells her that they do really well. Given a challenge, you rise.
Blaine. I love Blaine. We heart Blaine.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a few times I feel like the show really did kind of, like, pave a way for Whitney to get into modeling. Because, and Lisa says it a few times, too, like, gets her to model in the future, Andre Leon Talley, if I said that right. And Whitney just, I guess, like, she really just didn't want that life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it to anyone else, we would have been, like, foaming at the mouth for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But Whitney's just like, I'm good. I want to be backstage, not in front of the camera.
Yeah. Could you imagine Heidi in that position? She would have been like,
oh my god.
Oh goodness.
She would have stopped talking to everybody.
I know, I can't talk because I was the girl in the mall who got stopped by those people that were like, do you want to be on Nickelodeon? And I was like, sign me the fuck up, you know what I mean? Then they would call you later and they're like, you need $500 to do this intense acting training camp. And I'm like, Mom, you're ruining my dreams.
Yeah.
So I would definitely have been like, bye, sorry, I'm too good for reality TV. I'm a model.
Absolutely.
We're back at the nightclub and we see Heidi leaving the club and walking up to Jordan. And he says, let's rewind the night.
Okay. Jordan is standing there. Looking like Edward Cullen. As Heidi walks up to him, he's like leaning against the wall, all broody, and like head down.
Yeah. In the dark.
Like, he literally looks like he's stalking her. He looks like he's Edward Cullen waiting for something. Like, I was like, what the hell, Jordan? You look ridiculous.
So, Heidi talking about Josh says that she was so shocked to see him. She didn't invite him over, he just said hi. And that she greets everyone like that. Jordan says he doesn't care. And Heidi says that she didn't even know he was there. And Jordan tells her that she's ridiculous. They get in the car and Heidi says she was trying so hard to get him to leave. And Jordan starts to say, okay, so my ex-girlfriend comes up to me in the club. But Heidi interrupts to say, if you went on a date with her. Jordan tells her that she's wrong and he doesn't care what she says. And Heidi says he always does this and tells her that she's wrong when they argue. Jordan tells her to shut up, and Heidi says, don't tell me to shut up, and Jordan says he doesn't understand her, and she drives him insane. Heidi says, fine, if I drive you insane so much, then why are you with me? And Jordan says, oh God, before they drive off, and we hear Heidi say, happy anniversary, Jordan.
The biggest voiceover.
Yeah. Gosh. This was like the dumbest fight.
I don't understand. I feel like that's so incredibly immature. Who cares if some guy she went on a date with one time was talking to her? Like, you're going home with her. And, like,
exactly. Instead, he could have taken it as, like, well, I'm with her now. Right. Like, not.
Right.
Like, I know.
The comment he made was disgusting. And, like, I understand being mad about
that. I would be mad at that.
But it's misdirected anger at Heidi because she didn't do anything but say hi back when he said hi to her.
And she wasn't, like, overly nice either.
We're looking at it in, like, 30-year-old eyes again. But were you guys jealous when you guys were younger in relationships?
I'm still jealous.
Candace! Wait.
I am.
You just went through this whole episode talking about how this is immature.
Because, okay,
is this you?
No. Looking at it from the outside, you're like, yeah, that's immature. No. I'm not this bad. Okay. This is like intense. But I do, like, I get like kind of like, you know, like, I don't want you talking to anybody else. Like, take it to me. But like, I'm also not gonna like be Jordan about it where I'm like gonna get genuinely mad. I just kind of like pay attention to me. Like, you know, like, yeah. what are you looking at?
Wait, who had that line in Laguna? Who are you looking at?
Alex M.
To who?
Oh, when Jason was like looking at Jessica at the bonfire.
Yeah. Ah, yes, yes.
Right after they broke up. Yeah.
That just rang in my head.
You know, I think it's funny. I think like being jealous in a relationship like comes, I mean, obviously it comes with like being more mature and like growing as a person. Yeah. But like, I feel like if you're jealous in a relationship like that, like in an interaction like that, then you probably shouldn't be with that person.
No. And I wouldn't react like that in that situation at all. Like that wouldn't make me jealous. Like that was just a little extra.
Yeah.
When you grow, you kind of like, you can be jealous, but you have to know that that's you. And it's not like, you know what I mean? Like you have to know that that's a feeling that's coming from inside of you and not like
exactly
the other person's not trying to hurt you. Listen, if you're still jealous, I get it. I've spent a lot of time in therapy. like you grow, you learn, you learn a lot of things about yourself. It helps. but yeah, you have to just realize it's like, you know, it's jealousy is a natural feeling. You're gonna feel jealous sometimes, but you just have to, you pick your battles.
Yep.
And I mean, again, I don't like to start fights. I don't. So like if I am feeling jealous, I try to like, I am the girl that's like cutesy about it. Like
I was going to say that how you responded just now. It's like you say it, but it comes off very like, pay attention to me.
Like, pay attention to me. And then it's like, and then it's a cute thing and it doesn't have to be like this whole, you know, painful, you're hurting me. I'm mad now. It's just like a, okay, you need more attention now. I'm like, I see that I'm here. So,
Yeah. I think it's really interesting looking back on stuff like that, like being older now, because I feel like if you're like secure in your relationship that you know neither one of you is going to do something in an interaction like this, like they later would have just been like, that was weird, right?
Yeah.
And then like move on with their night, you know?
Right.
Rather than it blowing up like this.
It also depends on how secure you are in the relationship, right? I mean,
exactly.
Because
it has to do with your own insecurities too.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're all not 19 anymore.
I know. But how fun would it be to be in that drama?
I know. Listen, I'm still an emotional girly, but, like, then I think – I always am like, I haven't changed. And then I, like, think about the shit that I used to get mad at and, like, the shit that, like, used to matter. And I'm like, oh, I really am an adult. Like, like because I do not care about that stuff. But, like, I'm still – I've always been, I like wear my emotions on my sleeve. I can't pretend I'm not mad at you. If I'm mad at you, like, it just doesn't – I'm not very good at that. So I'm always like – no, I'm still the drama, but I'm not.
I love that. I feel like I'm so stone-faced. Like, I'm pissed, okay? I will feel a lot of emotions, and anger probably shows through, like, the most easily. But if I'm, like, hurt, I don't think I show that because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't show how I feel that, like, to other people.
Yeah.
But I will think about it and, like, respond in a different time, which I think comes across, like, maybe that comes across as like a mature way of responding, but it's just because I'm so like guarded in that way. I'm like, I cannot show how I'm actually feeling at this moment.
You are a processor. You have to go back and sit with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm like the total opposite where like, we're going to talk about it right now, because it's going to bother me and I'm not going to sleep without talking about it. And like, you're like, leave me alone. I wish I had
a little bit more of that.
I wish I had more of the processing because then I wouldn't say, like, heat of the moment is, like, so bad, like, all of the time.
Yeah.
Because you just were vomit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't like, even know what you're saying.
You're so in your emotions. And I honestly kind of hate it about myself because I wish that I could just be like, okay, pause. I need to go, like, take a break. And I'm working on it. I actually am working on it. But I'm very word vomity and I gotta, like, figure that out.
Well, that was it. That was the episode. So I thought it was another really good one. Mm-hmm. Lots of exciting things happened. Lots of drama.
There hasn't been a sleeper yet. The Hills has been like amazing.
Yeah. There's no, what's the word? The
filler.
Filler episodes. Yeah.
Did you guys have a favorite outfit?
Okay. I didn't have a whole complete outfit, but I just loved Heidi's curly hair in the very beginning with the pinned bangs, because that was such a thing to leave your bobby pin sticking out so that everyone could see you pinning like your bang to the side.
Yeah.
But no one does it anymore today.
And you could like cross them to make a cute little like,
X.
I used to do that all the time. My thing was always two bobby pins just like straight. And then, like, they're, like, parallel,
And your hair, like, swoopy, right?
Yeah. it's so funny. I liked Lauren's outfit working the fashion show with her little white cardigan.
Mm.
And I thought her hair was cute.
Her hair was so cute. Mm. I don't even know, like, what that was. She just messily did it, and it looked really good.
Mm-hmm. So cute. I'm going to say mine is Heidi's baby muscles tank top. It made me laugh. And what about favorite moments?
Probably Elodie being like super bitchy to Heidi and being like, that you're working. Miss, I have a really big personal schedule. I love that line.
I also love Elodie. I pretty much Elodie's, whenever Elodie's in the episode, she's probably my favorite thing. but I also liked Whitney being told that she was walking.
Yeah. I put down that mine was also Whitney finding out that she was going to be in the fashion show. That was such a fun moment. So that's all. Do we have any more thoughts?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, well, that's all, everybody. Catch us next week when Candace will be hosting episode 7.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Millennial TV. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review, and share us with a friend. We'd also love it if you'd check out our YouTube channel at Millennial TV Podcast and follow us on Instagram at Millennial TV. That's Millennial TEAV. If you'd like to send us a message, you can also email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.